Name of Jesus, I speak. I'm present, thank God I come to here. I see many brothers and sisters. No longer to be a small, but you all grown. You are now called ladies and gentlemen, right? That's right. No longer. Thank God. Book of Micah, it's only seven chapters. Compared to other prophets, Book of Micah, it's not hard to read, in a sense. But it doesn't mean that it's easy. That's my experience when I read the Book of Micah. Anybody already read this Book of Micah? Did you read? Not really, right? Because once you know it because it's a prophet, then you don't like to get closest to this. Yes, I know.
I like to use
because I have a whiteboard and I feel better. Somebody next to me, then it's a few guys. Micah, it's you have to go through the Micah. Then. How many books in the Old Testament? Oh, 39? And then the New Testament is it? Huh? New Testament 26 or 27? 39, Moses 5 books. We know that, right? And then after that, what is it? Just review ourselves. Moses 5 way after that? Historical, yeah. So from Joshua to conquer the land of Canaan. That's called about 16 years a period of time. And then after that, goes into the Judges. So that's about 340 to 320. It depends on the... not much difference for us. Who cares? 20 years difference. And then after that, Judges, and then it related to Judges, those some books. This include the little story about Ruth. And 1 Samuel goes into the story that the last... who is the last Judges? Yeah. No... who can say yes? Yeah. And before the Samuel, it's what? Who is that? Elias. Because I tried to get review because, you know, go into the era. And then after the first Samuel start with David. From David? No, Saul, King Saul. Yeah, King Saul said the United Kingdom until to Solomon's. Solomon is a 600, or not the 600. Do you know anybody know the date Solomon's? Anybody? 900. We can say the 970 BC. So he died, you know, after 40 years. 30s. So the United Kingdom is finished by here, about 930. But some scholars say 920, 22, 24, around that time they separate. At that time, so there's a... you know, the Solomon's era, he has so many wives, remember? This is... I know at that time, so... totally different era. And after Solomon, who become a king? Jeroboam, Jeroboam? They're always confused. This is true. Anybody say Jeroboam? Or Jeroboam and Jeroboam? Because it is confused. Anybody just have confidence in Jeroboam? Let's say Jeroboam then. Jeroboam. Yeah, because I like to find out the sin from these kingdoms. Because you know the Jeroboam, his mother? His mother is Ammonite. His mother is Ammonite. Then I find out why these kingdoms, the sin came into the world. I mean, that came into the kingdom, end up to be destroyed. Solomon, he has so many wives and concubines, and then the son that now carried the kingship to give it to the king. Of course, his father is Solomon, but mother is Ammonite. Influence, definitely. This is because it's my point of view, so it don't have to be. And anyway, because 9:30 at this time, but we are now looking for the era. The Micah is during the chapter. Let's turn to Micah chapter 1 verse. If you find Micah chapter 1, verse 1, the word of the Lord which came to Micah and Moresheth in the day of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, king of Judah, which was concerning the Samaria and Jerusalem. So we can tell Micah, he proclaimed the word of God during this time, king of Jotham, king of Ahaz, king of Hezekiah. This time, did I write here? The time period here, the note, we see that during the time of King Jotham is a B.C. 747 to B.C. 731. B.C. 747 to B.C. 731. So the period of time is 747. A Boeing jumbo jet, this is 747. This time is Jotham. Because you never forget after this, because jumbo jet, you know. So the Jotham. Because Jotham is Jotham. 747. He's 11th. 11th king. 11th king of the southern kingdom of Judah. Jotham is a good king, consider. Before the his father, Jotham's father is a Uzziah. Korean pronounces it Uzziah. I don't know what the English pronounce. Uzziah, something like that. Yeah, because he was a good king, but because of pride later, so he get the leprosy. So end up his son to rule, start to rule over. So the overlapping his period of time and his period of time a little bit. So he's a good king, but not very active. Yeah, actively. But he is considered is a good king. So he's like 16 years. When he was, if you find out the 2 Kings chapter 15, you can see that his story. When he was 25 years old, 25 years. 25 years old, he ruled the nation for 16 years. Because I was interested about their kings and how long. At that time, so the king's life was very short. King's life. You know, because when he became 25, he became a king 16 years in the rule and he died. When he was 41 years old. I already, my life is more than that, 41 years. I really thank God. And then after Jotham's second king, he mentioned that Ahaz. Ahaz, you find out, you notice there, but Ahaz, when he became 20 years old, he ruled 16 years too. So Ahaz also, but he is a very bad king. 16 years to rule over. So he died also the 41. And then King Hezekiah is a good king. So he is a star from the BC 715 to 687. BC 715 to 687. 687. I know, because some of you don't care about the years. It's not a big deal, right? Why so many numbers? What dealing with the book of Micah is? I think so too. But number itself help us to understand the backgrounds. That times of we can call at that times backgrounds. So 747 to 687. During this time, Micah he started to proclaim the word of God. Because this time actually is very during the time of turmoil for North and South kingdoms. But Micah, when he proclaimed the word of God, he have a witness the Northern kingdom was destroyed by the Assyria. So he see that the judgment of God upon the North kingdom is truly to be destroyed. He saw it. But Micah's base is the South kingdom, certain kingdoms. But he proclaimed the word of God and the coming of the judgments to both of the nations. At the same time, so later more focused on to the certain kingdom. So Micah is one of the theme is, we can say, very important, the message is judgment. Why not? Because most of the prophets is judgments anyway. Because when you feel you are stressful or when you feel you are very down, yeah, because if you read a prophet, then more stressful. So, but when you feel you are very joyful, then you read it. So make it even for you. So because the prophet gives you an idea about, the judgment, certainly so happy. Oh, judgments, I have to be calm down. I have to be more, prudent. So that's most of the prophets. But at the same time, you find out most of the prophets, there is a message of his love, message of hope. Then you can see who is the true God. Many times we think that love is... some people misunderstand the unconditional love. Unconditional love means whatever I do. It's not whatever I do. When we go back to the Lord, when we go back to the Lord, His mercy is unconditional. That's called unconditional love. Yeah. So unconditional, whatever we do, life like a garbage, and still God love us. No. When you are in the garbage, you turn around. Of course, you're still in the garbage, but because you turn around, God's mercy is there. But if your life still under the garbage, there's no mercies, only judgment of God. Because that part is very important. That's why turn around. You know the story about the... who is it? Prodigal son. When he walked away from the father... He is garbage. When he the sense of God, understand wisdom coming back to him, And he turned around. Then he become the, his life already started to receive the grace of his father. So turn around the moment. So the book of Micah, its message is, there's a judgment of God is upon you, but you have to turn around to me. Then still my grace upon to you. I will restore the nations, you know. And the remnant, I'll bring you back. You know, that kind of messages. So, well, by the way, how many major prophet books? Major and minor. Same M. Minor. Doesn't matter, as long as you recognize them. The major, how many books majors? Isaiah, Jeremiah, the Lamentation included, right? Just, and then Ezekiel, Daniel. Any more? Yeah, that's right. It's five books. And then the minor start with what? Which books? Hosea. Yeah, Hosea. Please, because I understand my pronunciation is Korean. Okay, we can say Hosea. Hosea. And Hosea. So start with the Hosea to all the way Malachi. How many books is it? If you count it. Yeah, let us count together. Hosea. Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Sabanya, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Yeah. Oh, secret angel, it's not mine. Okay. So we studied this Micah. The author is Micah, because you know book says so. There's no one can challenge. The Micah means is who is like God. Who is like God is a question of who is like God. These verse actually helping the controlling the verse is Micah chapter 7 verse 18. Micah chapter 7, verse 18 says, "Who is God like thee, who pardon iniquities and passes over the rebellious act of the remnant of his possessions? He does not retain his anger forever." So chapter 7, verse 18, this is as a call, that we can say the one controlling the verse, we can say one important verse for the Micah to lead a whole understanding, we can say. Date, I just mentioned here, because 747, because always remember the 747, king, during the king, King Jotham, the 11th king, and until to the king Hezekiah, 687. So during this period of time, it depends on the scholar, but we know it's between these two. How many years then? If 747 minus 687? Hmm? 60. Yeah, 60. But usually, the later of age, later time of King Hezekiah maybe not included. So it's roughly about 50 years. So we just roughly we can say. Yeah. I just trying to figure out the how what's going on during this time. We find out that during the time of King after the Jotham, and then the next thing King Ahaz. During the time, his time, also the prophet Isaiah also prophesied during this time. Let's look at the book of Isaiah. If you find that the book of Isaiah chapter 7, this is during the same time. This is the time of king of Ahaz. So which is the 12th king of the north, the southern side of the king, King Ahaz. He's very the evil king, yet actually God loves him too. So God actually trying to help him, his kingdom to be protected. But actually he is the one to try to forsake the God's grace. You'll find out. let's from the 10, verse from 10. Then the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Make it deep as a shell, or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. Then he said, Listen now, O house of David. It is too slight things for you to try the patience of man, that you will try the patience of my God as well. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will be with a child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel." So these are prophesies come from the God gave a word to Isaiah to actually encourage him. Actually, he wants to strengthening his kingdom. But we find out that Ahaz actually declined the God's grace, actually. So this is the time, the book of Isaiah, the story also combined together, the book of Micah, that you can understand the story of Micah's it's much better, understand. And during the time of King Ahaz, what happened is the northern side of the Israel, which is the king Vega, and then Aram's Rushin. That's also Korean pronounced, so it's not really. Anyway. Because the king of the northern side of the Israel king, and then the Aram, they together, they trying to attack the southern kingdom during the time of King Ahaz. So King Ahaz had to help himself to protect the nations. Isaiah chapter 8, God asked, if you look at the chapter 7 before, the 7, 8, 9, God asked him, don't worry about they coming down to attacking you. So you can trust me. I'll help you. But King Ahaz, do not trust God. So he trying to call the help to the Assyria at that time. So this period of time, the kingdom of Assyria is grow at this time. During the time of Solomon, Assyria is not a big deal at that time. But later on, this period of time, Assyria was stronger. You know the Nineveh, the city? That's the book of Jonah. Actually, these are considered just before this time. So Jonah is just before the Micah this time. So kingdom of the Assyria getting stronger, so coming down at that time. Kingdom of Aram and northern side of the kingdom, they trying to attack the southern kingdom. So King Ahaz trying to help himself his kingdoms. God says, do not rely on the other forces, which is Egypt or Assyria. So, but he changed his mind. Instead of God, he trying to rely on the Assyria. So bring the Assyrian king and to help them. So destroy the northern kingdom. And also the kingdom of Aram was destroyed, these two kingdoms. So actually the south kingdom as a king Ahaz actually survived. Political sense, he's very smart. Instead of he destroyed by the northern side of the kingdom and Aram, they ally the force. So somebody else helped destroy these two kingdoms. But God said, don't do that. That's what Isaiah chapter 7 and these passages. But King Ahaz, what he did is he called the king. That's what here's if you're not, something significant happens at verse 1. There's a 734 to 732, Tiglath-Pileser III. Assyria helped. So two kingdoms was destroyed, the north side and also the Aram, kingdom of Aram. Kingdom of Aram is very familiar with you, I think. Do you know the related the kingdom of Aram, the story? There's a, some in the Bible. The one of leprosy, the general. Yeah, that came from the Aram. And also remember when the man of God was circled by the army? That's Aram too. So there were quite many stories. Anyway, these two kingdoms was destroyed by the Assyria. At that time, the Ahaz, he visited Damascus. Because Damascus was the city of Aram. The, you know, kind of center city. So when he visited Damascus, he bring the all the idols. So he bring the idols to the Israelites. And then he destroyed actually the temple. And he actually created worshiping the idol, this man, for the Israelites. So he created actually great, he committed great sins against the God. So that was influenced. So the northern side of the Israel was destroyed. They become a Samaritan later on. It could mix up the races at that time started. So history is happened at that time like this. So King Ahaz actually, he has done, it's a very, he make actually sad story, but God doesn't want it that way. Politically it's right, but religious wise, he has done a great bad things to God, we can say. Let's turn to look at the Second King. Okay, chapter 16 is better. Chapter 16, from verse 10. Because after the kingdom of Aram and kingdom of the northern kingdom was destroyed. In verse 10, now King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet the Tiglath-Pileser, the king of Assyria, and saw the altar, which was at Damascus, and King Ahaz sent to Uriah, the priest, the pattern of the altar, and its model according to all its workmanship. So we find out that King Ahaz bring this idol into his country, to Jerusalem. Verse 13-14, and burned his burnt offering and his meal offering, and poured his libation and sprinkled the blood of his peace offering on the altar. And the bronze altar which was before the Lord, he brought from the front of the house, from between his altar and the house of the Lord. He put it on the north side of this altar. So you find out here, the verse 15, 16. So he actually destroyed. He destroyed God's way of worshiping, God's way of offering to God. So that becomes a greater sin for the Israel later on. Another sin that we find out, let's turn to the book of, also the second, this is the first king. Let's then go back to the first king. First King chapter 12. Anybody can read it's okay, from 25 to 29. 25 to 30. 25 to 30 is better. Any volunteers? First King chapter 12, verse 27 to verse 30. Any volunteer? Thank you. Melissa, can you read? Thank you. So we find out the king, was a mistake there. Yeah, I confused it. Rehoboam is the king. I'm sorry, Jeroboam is, I miss it. Sometimes brain doesn't work. So Rehoboam is the king. Jeroboam is the one, the northern side of the king, right? And he bring this idol, the settle in the Bethel and Dan, because politically he wants to grab the unity of the nations. Do not let the ten tribe to moving back to the Jerusalem. So he has to do this idol, put it in this two place, so keep his country to be strong politically. So you find out the both of the country, southern kingdom and northern kingdoms. They have a purpose to bring these idols, political issues, or to trying to save the nations. So the idol is the one as a tool to help them to be strong for the nations politically. But both of them, they commit sin, the serious sin against God, these two sins. So these two make an entire nation end up to face the fall, to be destroyed by the Assyria and later on by... What country is it? Babylon. So, yeah. So the country, the northern kingdom was destroyed by the Assyria as 722, and southern kingdoms destroyed by Babylon's 583, right? 586. It doesn't matter, a few years difference. As long as it looks okay, then that's fine. So these two kingdoms was destroyed by the 14 kingdoms. Why? Because they do not trust in God. Politically, and also as a human's wisdom-wise, they're trying to keep the nations, but it didn't work. Both of them, it turned around to be shameful end up, because they do not trust in God. Because why I'm telling you these two, because that's what Micah mentioned that. Yeah. Let's look at Micah chapter 1. Because this Micah is very good, because this is an exercise. You can turn the minor prophets Bible, you can turn around. That really helps you. So Micah chapter 1, verse 5. All this is for the rebellion of Jacob's and for the sin of the house of Israel. What is the rebellion of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? What is the high place of Judah? Is it not Jerusalem? Because without understanding of this background, it's very hard to get it. But once you understand, we can get the ideas. What is their sins? Why their rebellions? Why they do not trust in God, but they follow the idols? Then there's a purpose. They are not, you know, don't think that north and south of these kingdoms, these people is like a foolish people. They are smart. Because especially these people, because of the geographically, the north and south of the kingdoms, this Israel, located between the two powers. One is the Egyptians under it. Up is in the Aram at that time, and also Assyria, and eventually later on the the Babylons, between the great powers, they have to survive. They have to survive. So in order to survive, idol is the one issue to holding the people, to control these people. So we say, why these people making the idol? Of course, it's a, you know, it's almost a 2,000 years ago story. So it's totally lifestyle is different. But this story has to come into our life to think about it. They are not the kind of, you know, stupid. They are smart people. But yet, they cannot see God. So end up, their conclusion is destroyed. So God sending all the prophets, keep on telling them, return to God. Return to God. Do not dwell your life into your own wisdom. Do not follow the way you trust your own eyes. You have to come back to me. That's how you can survive. That's how your life to be protected. That's how your life to be blessed. That's the main messages most of the prophets. And so, it makes sense, or you're sleepy? That's okay, because, you know, the number is not important. As long as you remember, you know, 747, that's jumbo. That's great. But remember, during this time, is a king of Jotham and Ahaz and Hezekiah. These three kings, these three times, very critical time. That's why, because I mentioned it. Because Assyria was strong, but ended up to be failed. Because Assyria was a fail during the time of King Hezekiah. Remember, the King Hezekiah was circled by the King Assyria? Later on, so actually he invited the King Assyria. But during the time of King Hezekiah, later on they coming back to trying to destroy the southern kingdom too. So when the King Hezekiah, Hezekiah was surrounded Jerusalem, he prayed to God. He prayed to God. He bring the wonder, you know, message from Assyria, bring into the temple of God. He prayed to God. God listened to his prayer. So God sent Isaiah. God saved his country. So don't worry. So God truly saved. Next day, these people came out to the city, find out 150,000 people. You remember 185,000? These people all died. And also the king also at that time, the Assyria king, they just, you know, back to their country. The king was killed. So that was Assyria's was a fall at that time. And then the what kingdom is it? Another second, the following kingdom. Babylon is kind of raised up at that time. Remember King Hezekiah, when he got sick, and then he healed. So he got 50 more years at that time. So the Babylon came. You know why Babylon came? And historically, because Babylon asked for help. Babylon asking for help to the certain kingdom even. So at that time, Babylon was actually small. Because Assyria was, you know, oppressed them. But later on, Babylon was up, and then later on. And then destroyed the certain kingdom by the Babylonians. So that time, so actually, as a whole picture-wise, history-wise, a very critical time, actually. But at that time, Micah preached, you know, this is three preachings. If you Micah chapter 1, the word of the Lord, which came to Micah, and verse 2, he says, hear, O people. Hear, O people, listen. So these messages start from the chapter 1, and then until the end of the chapter 2. Second message is coming from the chapter 3 from verse 1. I said, hear now. So this is the second message here. The chapter 1 and chapter 3, that's the, like, you know, you can say it's a, it's kind of turning point, we can say. So chapter 1 and chapter 3 and chapter 6. Chapter 6 verse 1. Hear now what the Lord is saying. Arise. So verse 2 says, listen. So that's the kind of turning point. So book of Micah, from chapter 1 to chapter 7, there's three segments. So we can call the three messages. First message is chapter 1 and chapter 2. And the second message is chapter 3 and chapter 4 and chapter 5. Their messages, chapter 6 and chapter 7. So three sermon of Micah, when he received the word of God to preach to the north and south. But later on, the northern kingdom was destroyed. So most of the message toured to the southern kingdom, which is Jacob's. Yeah. So his message later turned to be focused on the remnant. So one of the words is you find out the chapter 4 and chapter 5, he mentioned about the remnant, the message of the remnant. So I hope you have a time that you can read chapter 1 to chapter 1 to 7. That really helps. So it's not the message is not the difficult, but if you cannot feel it, this message is just dry. You know, all the kind of poetic expressions, you know, just not much, make a lullaby. Afternoon after lunch is just perfect for this. You know, it doesn't need 1 hour, just 20 minutes, 50 minutes, enough to get a good rest. But if you understand that at that time the situation, why these people picked these idols in their life, and that why it become a cause of the troubles, you find that out. And then why these people at that time, they're so selfish themselves. Then you can find out their sin. Why God pointed out their sins? Why ask them to return to God? So you can feel much better that way. Any questions so far?